Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. A sign of things to come, a sign of what the world is like. Fully vaccinated GOP Senator Lindsey Graham reveals he has COVID-19, experienced flu-like symptoms, and goes into quarantine. It's all falling apart. The narrative is falling apart. And a sign of things the way they are in the United States. U.S. women's soccer team smoked by Canada. By Canada. Megan Rapinoe mocked. You know, the woman at every company in America can't wait. The lesbian that they can't wait to put on the cover of all their products and all their companies. She's so great. They don't care anymore. I don't give a crap about the Olympics. I don't root for America. I don't watch it. I want nothing to do with it. Because if you don't love America, why would I root for you? You don't represent America. You don't represent me. You're communist crazy people. And you represent Cuba, not America. Venezuela. The Soviet Union. Why would I root for you? In a stunning upset, the Canadian women's soccer team defeated the U.S. women's national soccer team 1-0 in the Tokyo Olympics semifinal, leaving the U.S. team with the bronze if they win their next match. And it's Canada's first victory in 20 years over the United States. And so what it comes down to is nobody studies or cares or practices or is disciplined enough to put hours into sports anymore. They're too busy being woke. It's all about killing babies. It's all about getting vaccinated. It's all about loving trans people. It's all about supporting lesbians. It's got nothing to do with soccer anymore. It's got nothing to do with sports anymore. It's got to do with critical race theory and Black Lives Matter and kneeling for the national anthem. Why would I give a crap about any of you anymore? The self-righteous Rapinoe was savaged on Twitter after the loss. One said, I hope the team loses the bronze game too. Karma. Don't kneel in front of the flag next time. Why represent a country you're not proud of? Yeah, you, Rapinoe. Concentrate on soccer instead of politics. Rapinoe tears injected into my veins, another person says. I do love it when Megan Rapinoe loses, because even though she's on Team America, she's not for Team America. And finally, another says, say it with me, watching Megan Rapinoe crying after she lost to Team Canada with a transgender player is fantastic. Wear those cocky smirks and poses. You know what the U.S. women's team is? It's not underpaid, it's overpaid. I wouldn't watch them if you gave me $1 million. Screw you, you don't represent my country. Go ahead and lose. You're losers. And then, you know, I'm going to jump from the whole COVID, you know, COVID story, which I'm going to get back to in a second, because I think the big story is if a national lockdown is coming, and the big story is the VAERS report, the vaccine accident reporting, event reporting system. I've got news on that end, too, and I've got news about Alex Berenson, who's been on my show many times, including just a few days ago, the former New York Times science editor, reporter, and a science writer who's censored by Twitter because he actually proved right on the CDC's own website that the Pfizer vaccine does absolutely nothing to reduce the risk of death from COVID-19. You know, I tried to tell all of you, if someone lies about one thing, they lie about everything. Everywhere you looked only weeks ago, well, first of all, they lied about the election. Don't forget that. They stole the election. They lied about that. Why would you listen to a government that lies about everything when it comes to COVID? You think they'll be different? Really? Why will they be different? Why? And so it was just a couple weeks ago they said you'll get back to a normal life if you take the vaccine, and the vaccine isn't dangerous, and it won't kill you, and it won't cripple you, and it won't maim you, and you don't have to wear a mask ever again, and you can't get COVID. You're protected. And now they claim they didn't say that. I'm not an idiot. Of course they said it. Of course Fauci said it. Of course the CDC said it. And Biden said it. If you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. Now that there's a gigantic wave of people getting COVID who've been vaccinated, including Lindsey Graham and all kinds of athletes and all kinds of celebrities, they claim they never said it. Now they say it stops you from being hospitalized or dying. And everybody in the hospital is unvaccinated. Lie, lie, lie. I'm telling you, they're making it up. They're lifting their smelly underarms and they're pulling it out. They're pulling it out of their underwear. They're pulling it out of their private parts, even though they don't know if they have a penis or a vagina. They're pulling it right out of their transgender underwear. They make up the stats as they go along. The only reason everybody is unvaccinated is in the hospital is because all the vaccinated people in the hospital aren't counted anymore. It's on the May 1st CDC website announcement. They don't count breakthrough cases. So, of course, they could say only unvaccinated are sick, because if you're vaccinated, they don't count it. In reality, I believe it's all vaccinated people that are sick. Majority, not all. I think it's 50-50, really, unvaccinated and vaccinated, because it's the flu, and the flu goes around. But let me jump away. I'll get back to Alex Berenson, the fact you can't trust anything they say, and the VAERS numbers in a second. But first, let me get back to the fraudulent national presidential election. Because retired Army intelligence captain, an election data expert, and former baseball analyst Seth Keschel released his final national fraud numbers after studying the election over the weekend. He examined the final vote counts in all 50 states compared to the estimated numbers based on changing state dynamics and trends to come up with the estimated voter fraud in each state. He published his results over the weekend, and he says there were conservatively 8,144,000 excess Joe Biden votes recorded in the 2020 election. And he believes Trump won Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Minnesota. Just what I said from day one. Every one of those states. I've never gotten involved in Minnesota. I've never said a word about that. But I think he probably won Minnesota and Virginia as well. Virginia was pure fraud. And New Hampshire was pure fraud. But all I've ever said is Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. Six states, Trump won them all, and all of them were awarded to Biden, and that changed it from a Trump electoral landslide to a Biden electoral landslide. All because six states flipped. That's, you know, that's 12. If those six states have an average of 100 electoral votes, that's a 200 electoral vote difference when you only need to get to 270 to win the election. So it was a massive Trump landslide, and they were stolen from Trump. But get this, Keschel believes cyber flipping affected the results in New Mexico, Virginia, New Jersey, and New Hampshire. And so here are some of the excess Biden vote totals. I just want to read this to you. Some of the excess Biden vote totals around the country. So in Nevada, where I live, he says there were 100,000 excess Biden votes, and Biden won the state by 35,000. I know Biden won Georgia by 10,000. And he says there were 299,000 excess Biden votes in Georgia. You know, Trump won Florida by a landslide, but he says there were 296,000 excess Biden votes in Florida. And then, of course, in Arizona, 8,000 excess Biden votes. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. In Arizona, 210,000 excess Biden votes. He won Arizona by about 10,000 votes. Biden did, so really he lost it by 190,000 to 200,000 votes. So, I mean, this is going on all over the United States. Pennsylvania, there's 504,000 excess Biden votes. I think the biggest number is probably California. I haven't looked at these numbers. I'm looking at them with you at the same time. Places like California, you know, California, here's the number, 1,346,000 excess Biden votes. Wow. Numbers are just amazing. Just amazing. It's all over this country, such fraud. Michigan. I mean, I know Michigan was stolen. I know Trump was up by 300,000 in Michigan. 527,000 excess Biden votes. And Wisconsin was absolutely stolen. 139,000 excess votes. Trump lost it by 10,000 votes. So Trump won all of those states by a landslide. But it looks like he lost them by a little bit, because whatever he was ahead by, they had enough excess fake mail-in ballots to determine the election. What a disgrace. What a disgrace this country's become. So I go from those numbers that nobody could comprehend, and the mainstream media's covered up, to the VAERS numbers. Are we going to break now? We're going to break now. All right, so we got a minute to go, so I'll leave you in suspense. The VAERS numbers were released on Saturday. And I want you to hear the numbers. VAERS being V-A-E-R-S, the Vaccine Adverse Reporting Event System, the VAERS system. How many do you think have died from this vaccine, and how many do you think have been injured? And by the way, I'm the first guy in the nation to put two and two together with that actor from Don't Call Saul. He had this massive medical emergency on the set, and I guessed it was a heart attack, and it turns out it was a heart attack. He's 58 years old. He had a heart attack on the set. And I said, I'll bet he got the vaccine. There's video of him getting the vaccine. Now another actor over the weekend, 60 years old, very handsome, very young looking, perfect health, died of a heart attack on the set of his movie. Two in the same week. You want to bet they were both vaccinated? Energize Health. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energize Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with war.
You know, in war, and I don't mean Wayne Allen Root, in war, you have to decide which of the people you're going to save, because sometimes there's so many people on the battlefield. You got to make decisions. I feel like that when I talk about all the news that's out there. You know, I have 100 articles here, and they're all so important. I don't know which ones to put first and which ones to fit in the show. I know we had a guest coming up in about 7 minutes, and the guest at the last minute had to postpone. We'll be here in the next few days and postpone, so I have no guests. So good. Now I have more room to tell you more stories. There's so much to tell you. Let me start with the sponsor of the show. The War Raw podcast. If you love my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Now 7 days a week with the all-important weekend Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most important stories for conservatives and patriots and Christians and deplorables and Trumpers and anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. You know, the only time I've ever really disagreed with Trump, other than the fact that I think it was irresponsible not to get voter ID passed somehow, some way for 4 years, and that's why you lost the election, because of massive voter fraud, and you didn't pass voter ID, and you didn't use executive action to pass some sort of a law that would ban ballot harvesting and ban ballots received after midnight of Election Day and ban ballots counted days after the election, and most importantly, protect the sanctity of the counting rooms. There should have been 24-hour SWAT teams around the counting rooms from Election Day through the next day, and then the election's over. That's it. And if it's not counted, it's over. And that's how you know who won. You're not allowed to have trucks deliver ballots at 3 o'clock in the morning. But the only other area I've really disagreed with Trump is that I don't agree with the vaccine. I still love him for pushing it through because they all said it couldn't be done and he wanted to get America back to work again and he wanted people to feel secure again.
You know, I'm not a pussy cat. So I never needed some placebo to make me feel good. And the placebo might wind up killing me because that's what I feel about the vaccines. So I never needed that. But the average person needed that to get back to work. And the economy, you know, came back and we got back to work because he rushed the production of a vaccine. He did an amazing job. But it doesn't matter. The vaccine doesn't work. So we disagree on that. And I hope the average Trump listener, who I've got, you know, my listeners are 100% Trump people, hope you understand that we agree on 99 out of 100 issues, and I'm trying to save your life on the vaccine, whether we disagree or not. So you need to know a few things. First of all, here's a note I got from one of my listeners. Wayne Research was just recently done showing the Pfizer vaccine weakens your immune system. This research was done by David Bauer at the Francis Crick Institute in London, released on The Lancet June 3rd, 2021. I live here in Vegas. Enjoy listening to your show on my way home from work. Stay strong, Greg. And he gave me all the places to go find it. The article's located on the CDC website. Yes, the CDC. But you have to dig so deep to find it. And it was also Alex Berenson, who's been a guest on this show, who reported that the Pfizer vaccine does absolutely nothing. And that's on the CDC website. Absolutely nothing to prevent death from COVID. They're lying about everything. The CDC also published the most extensive statistics yet involving the reports of adverse events among children who received the Pfizer vaccine. According to the CDC, there were 400 reports of heart inflammation in children after the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, children aged 12 to 17, as of July 16th. About 9% of the reports are for serious adverse events involving myocarditis, which is basically heart inflammation. And then you wonder how they can cover this stuff up. Here's a new report. The CDC paid the NFL Alumni Association $3.5 million to promote the COVID vaccine. $3.5 million to promote the COVID vaccine. How much do you think they paid ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC? How much do you think they paid the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post to promote the COVID vaccine? And to make sure no one ever mentions anything negative about the COVID vaccine. You mean like when we get back and I tell you the new VAERS numbers? The new numbers of dead and injuries and unborn babies dead following COVID-19 shots? Don't go anywhere. It'll be the first thing I discuss when we get back. Our guest backed out at the last minute, going to postpone for another day. So I'm going to go right into this when we get back. How many dead? How many injured? How many babies dead? Want to guess? You'll never guess high enough.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are diving into the nearly $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill this week.
I hope we can use our time in the Senate efficiently. The longer it takes to finish the bill, the longer we'll be here.
Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying there will be numerous debates and votes on amendments on the bill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, adding,
Senators on both sides expect and deserve opportunities to have a say and to put their own state's imprints on this major bill.
The White House is calling on state and local leaders to use COVID relief funds to create their own eviction moratoriums. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying too many states and cities have been too slow to act. The Biden administration is asking states to pause all eviction proceedings and extend the moratorium for at least 2 months. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is back. My book is coming out on September 16th. I kept telling you it was going to be coming out in late July, then it was early August. We've now officially set the date.
better time. People are in a buying mood. In the summer, in August, the dog days of August, people don't buy. People are out on vacation. People are at the beach. People are at the park. People are barbecuing. So we made the determination that Thursday, August 16th would be the release date for the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. If companies go woke, teach them, they will go broke. With this book, we will make them go broke. If you want to get involved in politics and piss off half or more of your customers, in many cases 60 or 70% of your customers, if you don't care what we think, we're going to hound you until you come to your knees, fall to your knees and beg us, literally beg us to save you and come back and buy from you, which is what Ben and Jerry's was doing over the last week. And so that's, you know, my book gives you the names and the phone numbers and the addresses of literally all the top companies in America that are woke. And this is your chance to call them and email them and mail them and tell them they're going to go broke. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, look for it at Amazon by early next week, should be out at Amazon. So I want to tell you a story, and then I'm going to give you the VAERS numbers, because you've been hanging on for the VAERS numbers. Last week was a story about an actor, I don't remember his name, but he's the star of, isn't it Better Call Saul, or Don't Call Saul? I think it's Better Call Saul, right? S-A-U-L? Better Call Saul. And there was suddenly this report in the middle of my show that he collapsed on the set of a TV show, not his Better Call Saul show, but another show. Bob Odenkirk. He collapsed on the set and had a real serious medical emergency, and then we found out it was a heart attack. And at the time, I remember thinking, I'll bet it's a heart attack, because I'll bet he got the vaccine. And the vaccine gives people heart attacks all over the United States. It's happening all over the world. And almost none of those are being reported to VAERS, by the way, because you can't prove it's from the vaccine. I just know that lots and lots and lots of people have gotten the vaccine, and they were healthy their whole lives, and they quickly died of a heart attack. I've heard this from so many of my fans. And so I remember thinking, he probably got the vaccine. Next thing I know, one of my fans sends me the video, because I must have said it out loud on the show. I'll bet he got the vaccine. I'll bet that's why he had a heart attack. But just a guess, I'm not a doctor, and he's not my patient, right? I'm not a doctor. And one of my fans sends me the video of him, you know, he's on set doing a show in New Mexico. So he goes and gets his shot and makes sure a news crew's with him, and it's on the New Mexico News that night, the Albuquerque News, of this same guy, Odenkirk, getting his vaccine. So we know he got the vaccine, and now he has a heart attack on the set. And I think he's 58 years old. But again, 58-year-old men have heart attacks. There's no law that says it has to be from the vaccine, but it seems way too coincidental to me. Okay. Now a few days go by, and this weekend, a handsome, young-ish actor dies on the set, dies of a heart attack, on his horse, filming his movie, his new movie. His name is Jay Pickett. Jay Pickett, he was the star of General Hospital and Days of Our Lives for 30 years. He's 60 years old. Again, I'm 60. I think 60 is very young. I don't think most men die of heart attacks at 60. I've never in my life heard of an actor dying on the set of a heart attack, let alone two actors in the same week having heart attacks. One dies, one lives, but both have serious heart attacks on the set of their shows in the same week. And it's not like they're both 90 or 80. 160, 158, and everybody in Hollywood's had the vaccine. It's all they talk about. They won't let you on a set unless you're vaccinated. They want to ban you from a set if you're a cameraman or you're serving the food, whatever it may be. If you're not vaccinated, they don't even want you to walk on a set. Every liberal communist actor has had the vaccine, so I guarantee you Jay Pickett had it too. And again, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a scientist, and I can't tell you factually that they both died because they got the vaccine. I could just tell you that the VAERS system shows a lot of people are sick, and a lot of people are dying, and a lot of people have heart inflammation, and it's just so coincidental that never in history, I'm 60 years old, and I've really watched Hollywood for 60 years. I'm the type of guy that reads the National Enquirer, reads People magazine. I love to know what's going on in the world, and I think it's important to be good on radio, good on TV. You got to know everything going on in the world. So I always study entertainment, always have. So I can always talk about it at any party, any business meeting, any event. And that's how you become successful in business. You know a little bit about everything. Well, I study entertainment. And I have never heard of any week in history where two actors had heart attacks on the set of their while filming their shows. Let alone two actors had heart attacks. Period. And believe me when I tell you, 58 and 60 are way too young. If you look at the picture of Jay Pickett, he may be 60, but he is a handsome-looking guy who looks like he's 40. And I've never heard of that kind of guy dropping dead of a heart attack on his horse filming a TV show. It's truly unbelievable. And I'd just be willing to bet you, just a guess, it's an opinion show, it's my opinion, something's wrong. I keep hearing about all these people that get the vaccine and within a week, within a day, within a month, within 3 months, they're dead. And they've never had a problem before, and they're dead. They're dead of stroke, they're dead of heart attack, they're dead of a thousand different things. None of it will ever be blamed on the vaccine. They'll never say vaccine COVID death. They might say COVID death, but they won't see COVID vaccine death. But it's happening all across America, and you know Hollywood is big gung-ho on getting the vaccine. And these two guys just happen to have heart attacks. Wait till you hear about a third. Wait till a third is a woman. Wait till you hear a woman drops dead on the set, 50 years old, 60 years old. And you're going to start going, Wayne Root is a soothsayer. Wayne Root has a crystal ball. Something is wrong. So here are the numbers from VAERS, I promised you. VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System. 11,940 dead, 618,000 injuries, and 1,175 unborn babies dead following COVID shots. According to the most recent stats released by the CDC this past Friday, their Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, has now recorded twice as many deaths following the non-FDA-approved experimental COVID shots during the past 8 months than all the deaths recorded following all FDA-approved vaccines for the last 30 years. You don't think something's wrong, huh? You don't think something's wrong. And now they desperately want to mandate that you get it. Desperately. They're so desperate to get everybody vaccinated. And as my friend and fan Doug said the other day, he sent me that email and he said, Wayne, I know why they want everyone desperately to get vaccinated, because there won't be a control group. As long as right now there's equal amounts of people who got the vaccine and didn't, and the ones who didn't don't get sick, and the ones who did are all going to die of terrible maladies because of the weak immune system and because of the spike proteins injected by this vaccine, there's going to be such a high mortality rate, and it's going to be easy to see the vaccine did it. And also, you're going to see that more people in the long run get all the variants of COVID because their immune system has been weakened, and they become little COVID spike protein factories. And you'll be able to see that so clearly when half are vaccinated, half unvaccinated. It's two very good control groups. But if everybody's vaccinated, you won't be able to tell. Everybody's sick and they'll blame it on the variant and say we're going to lock down the country. Right now, I believe it's complete lies. And the reason I believe it's complete lies that the hospitals are filled. Only a week ago, days ago, they said every person, the entire new wave of COVID is due to unvaccinated people. And every single person getting COVID is unvaccinated. This is completely due to the unvaccinated. And it was only days later they completely changed their tune. When you start seeing so many vaccinated people getting sick with COVID, including Lindsey Graham now, they switched their tune and said, oh, no, no, all the hospitals are filled with unvaccinated. You can get COVID with the vaccine. It's not true that you can't get COVID with the vaccine. You have to wear a mask with the vaccine, opposite of everything they ever said. But you certainly will not fill the hospitals with the vaccinated. And I believe that's completely untrue, because in Singapore, in Israel, in England, in all those places, they're admitting the people in the hospital were vaccinated. So you mean in America it's different? COVID is different? Our germ is different than the germ in other countries? Really? No, again, it's my crystal ball, it's my guess, not a doctor, not a scientist, but common sense. The average American is such a fool. They actually think, because one guy goes to medical school, another guy goes to law school, that means he's the best doctor, he's the best lawyer. Wayne Root didn't do either. He can't possibly get in a debate with them. He can't possibly have better information than them, and his gut can't be better than them. Not true. I was a straight-A student at Columbia University. I could have gone to medical school. I could have gone to law school. I didn't want to. I wanted to be a businessman. But I've studied medicine my entire life. I've studied everything about vitamins, fitness, health, and nutrition. A lot like an old hero of mine, Michael Savage. You should see Michael Savage's website over the weekend. Savage's website says all the people who got the shots are going to die. That's basically what it said. I read it last night. Terrible article. Scary. Basically said everyone who got the shots is in big trouble. And I don't know if that's true or not, and I'm not going to conjecture about them all being in big trouble. But I know there's 11,940 dead on the VAERS system. It's 680,000 injuries and 1,175 unborn babies dead following the COVID shots. And I know there's a lot of people with COVID who were vaccinated. And I know the hospitals are filled with them, but they're lying to you and telling you they're not. And I'm sure that all the people that are unvaccinated in the hospital are all illegal aliens. First of all, do you realize that the government dumped 8,000-plus illegals on Las Vegas last week? And a lot of them were sick with COVID. You don't think that's who's in the hospital? So then they blame it on the unvaccinated. It's not you and me. It's illegal aliens they pushed into the country.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's on SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Hi, Wayne Alaroot here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Chekin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them War sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com.
Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, I can never figure out why no one has ever compared. You used the NFL last year as the perfect petri dish for why this COVID pandemic is not a COVID pandemic. It's a terrible thing. People get very sick. I can't deny that. Some people very close to me just got over COVID, and they were very sick. But it's not something that should make you stop the country and lock down the economy and close businesses. It's crazy to think you'd ever do such a thing. People have gotten a bad flu since the beginning of time. I remember people saying to me, oh, my God, it was the worst flu I've ever had. I was down for 2 weeks. I was down for 12 days. I was down for 3 weeks. Oh, it was awful. I've heard that for years. Think about the NFL last year. I don't know how many players there are. Let's see. Hold on. Let me do the math. I believe each team has a roster of 60, I believe. And there's 32 teams. So multiply 60 times 32. And there's about 2,000 NFL players. And I may be low in the roster, maybe a little higher. I think there's 2,500 NFL players. So that would match up with the numbers I just did. About 2,500 players. And they all play without masks, even if they're wearing masks on the sidelines. They're playing without masks. And they're breathing in each other's faces. And they're hitting each other with no masks on, through helmets, with germs flying everywhere, spit flying everywhere. The offensive line and the defensive line are spitting at each other, right? Every time they breathe, every time they scream, 75, 74, hut, hut, right? What's coming out? Spit, spit, spit. And not one player was seriously ill in an entire season, 20 weeks of games last year. You know, if you count the playoffs and the Super Bowl, it's probably like 21, 22 weeks. Whatever it was 20-plus weeks of games. 17 regular season weeks. Now it's 18. 17 followed by 3 weeks of playoffs in the Super Bowl. So 21 weeks of games. And they're all screaming hut hut and calling out defensive and offensive signals. And they're literally screaming at each other and hitting each other and yelling as they hit each other, right? Spits flying everywhere into each other's helmets, into each other's eyes. And not one person was critically ill with COVID in an entire season of playing. And now let's move to the fans. So many of the teams allowed fans to attend the games. You know, some teams played the whole year without one fan, including Las Vegas, the Vegas Raiders. Not one fan allowed in the stands for the whole season. How ridiculous. Absurd, because you got a Democrat governor. But in Texas and places like it, they played with fans in the stands. Maybe 25,000 in a place that holds 60 or 80,000. But it's still 25,000 people in one place. And I saw somebody wrote about 6 months ago when the season was over, out of all the tens of thousands of fans that attended each of these games, at the end of the year, they added up to like 5 million fans went to games. and only five can be connected. They got COVID from coming to a game. They had none before they went to the game, and then they left the game, and the next day they had COVID. That happened five out of millions of visits to NFL games. And the players, like I said, you know, they got sick. Big deal. They roll out for a day, 2 days. Nobody ever, to my knowledge, there was one guy hospitalized for COVID. And I know nobody died from COVID. I know nobody was ever close to dying from COVID. They were just players who got COVID, and they came back in a week. After being sick for a week, they came back, and they played. And it wasn't even a lot. It wasn't a lot at all. Quite a few games were canceled or postponed because two or three players broke out with COVID. But that's on a team of, you know, 70 guys and 70 guys playing each other. So two guys got COVID. Big deal. When you consider how football is played right next to each other, that's unbelievable. How about basketball? The NBA, everybody's right on top of each other without helmets. I didn't see a big COVID outbreak. I certainly didn't see any death, and I saw no hospitalizations. So when you realize all these grown men played professional sports and nobody got sick, and you realize all the college players played sports last year and nobody got sick, then how could this be such a terrible pandemic? Such an exaggerative thing. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Asset Strategies, because if, in fact, there's any future lockdown, I think the economy will be destroyed in the United States of America, just destroyed. It'll never recover completely from a second lockdown, never. And I think you've got to own gold and silver. When times are bad and bad things are looming, you've got to own gold and silver. That's just my opinion. It's an opinion show, and that's my opinion. I don't have to tell you why you need to own gold. You hear from me every single day on this show. And if you haven't bought yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checking at Asset Strategies International, ASI. And right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest, 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients, zero complaints. And right now, prices are low in gold, but they won't be forever. You know, inflation is here. Everyone agrees. We've expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here. It's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today and claim your American Gold Eagle at 6%. Over the price of gold at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com, tell them Wainwright sent you, and you will get the best price possible. I don't know how anybody is not stocking up on gold. The only answer, the only excuse you could have is you're broke and you have no money. And with Democrats in charge, I get that, but you've got to find a way to buy gold and silver. I know, I put some away every single month. You have to. Because it may be the only currency you can use when things go south. Wayne Allen Root, the Warriors with you. The Root's on fire. The country's on fire. We get back President Trump's statement about the country being on fire.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
3.